Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guest, Captain Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler. Wow, Brian is just such a wealth of knowledge of so many things, and having fun just hanging out with this guy.
No doubt, man. Great day, and we'd like to hang out with you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we would love to have you. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube Live or enjoying the Let's Talk Hookup app, best way to do it is to send us a text. The text the show option, so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup, and it's only available through that Let's Talk Hookup app. As soon as you fire up the app, you'll see the text the show option. Just click on that button. When you do send in your questions for Brian, make sure you include your name and your phone number, because if you win the big prize at the end of the show, we want to make sure to get it to you. And again, that big prize, a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. This one is the Fantail Pro. Really, really cool. Fantail was one of the most popular glasses we sold for a lot of years. It was reintroduced a year or so back with the Pro Series. And basically the Pro Series is that same style that was always so popular, but now they have an adjustable nose piece. They have, like, ventilation so they don't fog up. They got other things, too, where, like, the ear pieces are no longer affected if you wear, you know, if it's you're in the heat of the summer and you got sunblock on. The sunblock doesn't affect any of the rubber adhesive. It's just, it's like everything that they loved upgraded again, and that's what we're giving away today.
Really like that Fantail Pro.
Yeah, Fantail Pro, tortoise frame, green mirror glass. You're going to love these shades, and good luck to everybody.
My
calling
My favorite shade
today.
Of Costa's, the green mirror.
Yep, it's a good one, man, no doubt.
For sure. Well, let's find out what's biting out.
You got it. It's time for our catch report today, sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Man, focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. They have sea surface temperature, they have chlorophyll, they have currents and more, and with Terrafin Mobile, you can access all of your water charts on your phone or your mobile device. You can check Terrafin.com for more information. We got the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, our private boater buddy. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky, Pete, Brian. Great show this morning. You guys are having just a fantastic time there.
For sure.
And, I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. Lots of fireworks around for everybody. Got, you know, up here at my house last night. It was like a war zone all the way to midnight with all that stuff going on.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was amazing. But a bunch of fireworks offshore, too. So we got some fun stuff to talk about. We got some new developments. So up north, you know, it slowed for a little bit. But a good rebite yesterday up there at the Northern Channel Islands there. I'm sad to say that three fish limit is really hard on those schools of spawn and sea bass. I mean, seeing all them fish laid out on the back of those boats, it's like, I don't know. Not for me, thank you. This past week, we also had some really nice weather on the outside. And guess what, guys? San Nicolas got checked out and did not disappoint. Very good angling on the sea bass and the halibut, both, along with all the regular stock supply of bottom critters. And speaking of the cods and such, the regulations just changed, guys. No more deep water fishing. You got fish inside 50 fathoms here for next 3 months, I think it is, inside 50 fathoms only. And or at Catalina, very crowded on a holiday weekend, like you might expect, so it's pretty tough to fish. But all the stock summertime stuff along the kelp line there, it's been pretty good fishing, and a decent sprinkle of yellowtail just scattered just about all over, front and back. A little bit bigger fish on the back, smaller fish on the front, but there's no shortage of them. At San Clemente Island, major turnaround from a few weeks past. You know, it kind of struggled to get rolling. But, man, it's been good fishing on the bait grounds, both in Pyramid Cove proper and up the back at Lost Point and a couple other spots up there. Big yellows, big sea bass, both. We weighed a 43-pound yellow for one of our customers caught on the backside spots there. But, yeah, a lot of that good grade fish, heavy tackle, man. There's just so much of them big ones around. It's just really nice to see that. And smaller fish on the front side of Clemente there. And then offshore, holy cow. Finally, some fantastic fishing in small boat range. You know, we've been struggling private boat-wise to get to where that bluefin's at, but they gave us a little break, made a big move, and lots of options now, all the way from just outside the 9, scattered spots out toward the 43, and then down from there with that better fishing being around the 371 and a little bit below it. And, you know, that nighttime jig fishing is still working. But the beauty of it now is they're starting to see some daytime fish. You can catch one trolling a spreader bar or a Mad Mac or fishing poppers on the foamers, seeing some foamers, long drifts with a bait, actually catch one on a bait in the daytime. So there's a lot of options on that bluefin. It's just kind of developing. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it sticks around. A little bit of yellowtail on the kelp. And the beauty also of the reports here this week, a couple yellowfins were caught. Man, those yellowfins, the pictures I saw, those are just beauties. So we hope that stuff fills in. That'll really be some fun stuff. And then along the coast, of course, there's a fantastic sand bass fishing here off of Huntington Beach. It's slowed down with the water temps that dropped a little bit, but they're bouncing back, and the fish kept biting even in the cold water. And along the kind of south Orange County coastline, starting to see some signal on the bigger sea bass, a little behind schedule actually this year, but one of Danny's friends, Alan, they had a 72-pounder on a mackerel the other day.
Wow.
And a couple other fish up around Salt Creek and scattered along there, so it looks like that coastal sea bass thing is getting rolling. So you got to say, guys, it's time to go
fishing. Time to go fishing, of course. Fishdope.com, they have all the stuff. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Using the code hookup now, lowercase, no space, hookup now. Your $30 code, and certainly if you want to keep track of what's going on, fishdope.com. Easy, no-brainer decision there to subscribe to that. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, man, there's no telling what we're going to be talking about next week with the amount of changes we saw here this past week. I mean, this was just awesome watching all this fishing coming together and everybody getting out and having a good time. So
for sure,
we'll see. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next week. All right. Filling in for Rosie because he literally just got off the plane from Cedro Sport Fishing. We have Wayne Cotto. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Pete, Ricky, Captain Brian Kiyohara, you stud. How you guys doing?
Hi, Wayne.
Good, Wayne.
It was phenomenal. We talked about it last week when I was filling in on the show, but we got there and it did not disappoint. I'm telling you, Brian, you're going to love this. We had bait boiling from Cedro all the way to the Trinidad. There's bait everywhere. There's red crab in the mix. So, man, there's fish everywhere. And those super mean yellowtail, the calicos, the white sea bass, halibut, sheep's head, sand bass, black sea bass, sharks, whitefish, barracuda, bonita, Pacific, and Spanish mackerel, all in the mix. You have every opportunity
awesome.
Out there. Yes. It's unbelievable. Take the tackle store because you get to try everything out there to see what will bite it. All parts of the water column are biting. Inshore, offshore, boiler rocks, kelp. You can throw almost anything out there and try it right now. And if you want to, you can always use live bait because you can use sabikis and get the sardine, or you can even pull up some max and troll them, and the halibut and the white sea bass are jumping on those. But like we talked about last week with the tackle, the tranks 200, 300, and 400, with that 50 to 80 pound braid, the 40 to 60, you know, Seaguard Gold or Asco Cycle Pro, spot on. You can do everything with those combinations, you know. And I'll tell you what, you guys got to get on a trip. Call Rosie 619-772-7570 or email her at rosie@cedrosportfishing.com. You know, get on a trip because it is going on right now.
That's cool, awesome. Wayne. Nice going, buddy.
Good job on the report, and glad you had so much fun at Cedro Sport Fishing. Wayne gets fired up even on at the bait bars, I think, but he sounds really fired up on this trip.
That's cool,
for
but
sure.
It's awesome.
Glad you had such a great...
so much fun. Hey,
Go ahead.
Yeah, Tommy P, being the charter master for the Let's Talk Hookup trip, you know, hats off to him, ran a good trip. We all had fun.
All right. Did he behave himself?
Always. He's a barrel of laughs all week long.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to Rosie next week. Appreciate that.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, that's going to wrap up our report. Sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, your trailer boat, and with the lowest prices on gas and diesel. Also, do you know that Summit is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? They've got over 40 snacks for just 89 cents. Now you can get their killer burritos and sandwiches for your trip, all made fresh daily. Their ice is nearly half the price of the competitors at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. Also, you get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices on gas at the San Diego Sports Arena.
And a $6 car wash.
So
a really good car wash, too. Yeah, they're the best. Summit Gasoline. Good people. You have a great text.
I thought this was a fun one, and I was curious, too. This is from Darren in Menifee. It says, hey, Pete, Rick, and Bri. Captain Brian, my question is, I know that it changes from year to year, probably month to month, and even during the week. What trolling lures have been the most effective so far this year for tuna, and or are tuna being caught on the troll at all? Thanks for all the info. Happy 4th of July to everybody.
Our kids like to troll those halcos.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we have been catching a few.
Okay.
It seems like those smaller grade ones, like those 30, 35-pounders.
But a cool bonus fish?
Yeah.
During the day.
Yeah, during the daytime.
I mean, I know that that was more of an albacore thing, but does a bluefin jig strike ever equate to a bait fish stop and you get on them?
We've seen it, for sure. Yeah,
cool. Definitely. That's still worthy of doing.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Yeah, for sure. I have another one here from DJ in San Diego. He says, always great to hear Brian on the show. I lost my heartbreaker on the last trip on a sinker rig fish that took off half the spool of line without slowing down, then broke off when I tightened the drag and got the line bound, dug into the spool. I'm hoping Brian can share his thoughts on drag management during the fight.
If it's a lever drag reel, the strike position is just solely a point of reference. As the fish is taking line, the spool diameter decreases, drag pressure increases, so you're actually backing off on your drag. You know, physically, but you're not really backing off the drag. You're just maintaining that constant pressure. And so the whole lever drag thing is just the strike position solely a point of reference, because at the end, when you're straight up and down, quite often you got to be up in full. So it's either they take line or you're gaining line. It's not the seesaw back and forth.
So the key is to use a lever drag reel.
Or you could adjust your star drag reel, you know, just by backing it off. The fish is taking a ton of line. It's just physics.
It's a hard thing to think about, you know, because you're watching all of your line melt away. So in your mind, the last thing that you're thinking of is like, well, I need to decrease my lever. Like, I need to get closer to free spool. Like, it's hard to wrap your mind around that. But Brian nailed it. Your drag pressure is increasing. So you're going to, you know, as that spool gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, you need to back the lever off. You know, the thought is, well, I need to push it forward to slow him down to stop him, or I'm going to get spooled. But
it's the opposite.
The scenario that happened just as the DJ.
It really would kill Loomis.
when we
would lose the fish, and the fish, because you never had a chance to even fight it.
Right.
So back your drag off.
So
when the fish is taking line.
So what if you're fishing 100 pound though?
Still back.
Yeah,
your drag should be set right
for 100 pound
at the beginning, and if he's now taken 400 yards of line off, now the drag that was set right is now way heavier than it should be.
You got to back it off.
Yeah. Okay, good advice.
But it's not easy, you know.
Yeah.
We watch that. It's real easy to say when it's a calm and it's three buds sitting around a table, but when you hook that big one and you're watching all of your line just melt away and it doesn't seem like he's going to stop, and
it's a lot easier now with Spectra.
I'm sure.
Because, you know, it was very, you know, the straight mono days, we were throwing them over full speed on backups.
Now, what are the other things you can do to help slow a fish down? Like, you know, you've seen it in your career a million times. Like, what do you do with a
bend
rod?
Bend the rod.
Yeah.
Yeah, bend the rod to its full maximum.
Stick the thing straight up in the air.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if you're religious, you know.
Get a few words out.
Yeah, go through the motions, yeah.
I love it. That's cool. I had another fun text from John. It says, what a great show today, guys. It's always my favorite to hear Captain Brian. Brian, what do you think the biggest innovations that have affected our SoCal tuna and yellowtail fishing for our San Diego fleet? Is it fluorocarbon or two speeds or better rods or better fish finding electronics? What do you think has made the biggest difference in your career?
All of the above, but I think, you know, the old adage of back in the good old days, when you're talking about tuna fishing and other pelagics, the good old days were today. You know, with all the information, 50-meter charts from ocean imaging, terrafin charts, communications, you know, with the Starlink, and just it's the good old days were today, yeah, cool. Fishing tuna and yellowtail, plus all the gear innovations. It's a combination of it all. It's, right now is the best time.
That's cool.
So you were just talking about new charts, those water charts. What do those show you?
A lot of the information that the majority of the boats use now are these 50-meter charts, because that's where the bluefin live.
They're living.
And so it actually tells you the temperature,
yeah,
at 50 meters?
And the beauty on these, for us, it's their infrared. So, like with Terrafin and Jeff's gig that he has, is a valuable tool. We all use them daily, but if it's cloudy, you know, you're kind of out of luck. Whereas that 50-meter chart, it sees through the clouds and tells you the temp at depth. So there's a lot of times when the sea surface temperature in the springtime's 60 degrees, we're fishing 57 degrees at 50 meters. And this time of year, the water temp the other day for us was 70 degrees. I guarantee it that 50-meter water was still 57, wow. where they're living. So, you know, it's all the tools available. These young kids driving the boats are excellent. You know, with the optics from Baker Marine, it's just everyone's got not one set of Stabies, yeah, but three or four, yeah, and just...
Do you use the Fujinons?
We like the Fujinons, yeah. And so
and Baker is the best place.
Oh, it's the, yeah, 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 it's the place.
The only
place,
yeah. Yeah.
And it's just the good old days are today.
You mentioned communication, too. Like, I think back, again, before my time, but, you know, I mean, I remember being the landing and hearing, you know, Frank call on, you know,
Sidemen,
yeah,
Fort Baker,
yeah, exactly, and, you know, scratchy, the boat's got to be pointed the right direction, all those things, and now your cell phone works, you know, like, now you could live stream the Padres game,
sure,
you know, on the rig, whatever it is. It's just crazy to think how far communication has come. You know, the secrecies of, you know, the four colleagues you worked with and radios that, you know, Rick had to tweak up and tune up so that, you know, only these four people that had this scrambled channel could hear it. And now you can text your buddy on the same cell phone that you call with when you're on the beach.
It's good and bad.
I'm sure.
Good and bad.
I'm sure.
It's good and bad. You know, especially for those guys fishing sea bass and stuff, there's nothing secretive anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the other thing, too, is if you're a businessman and you want to go on an 8-day trip,
oh, absolutely,
you can stay in communication.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
whereas
absolutely,
before, you stepped on that boat, you were done for until you hit the dock.
Yeah, serving dinner now. It's like looking on YouTube and Facebook. It's like, look where our phones are right now. And
yeah,
it's amazing. We're 500 miles from home and everyone's phone's on the dinner table.
Yeah, people are listening and watching Let's Talk Hookup on the boat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Another great text, Aaron. A lot of great texts. I want to thank everybody for texting the show, of course, only on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Good morning, Brian, Pete, and Rick. The warmest feeling I've ever gotten on the boat was from the American Angler crew, and the feeling of family filtered down to the passengers. When I'm fishing on the boat led by Taro or Cameron, I get the same feeling. What a great job Brian has done mentoring, not just as a captain, but also as a human being. My question for Brian, when he sees his former crew members running their own operation, does he feel like a proud papa? And that's from Mike in San Diego.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Last week I got a text from one of my kids that he just got accepted to San Diego City Fire. And it's just all of it. I'm totally proud. I'm not going to say that everyone is a success story, because we lose them to society quite a bit. But you know, it's working on the boat and being around these kids and watching them grow into adults. And it's got to be the most rewarding thing. And it's, you know, it probably comes from watching Frank and being under Frank's tutelage all these years.
Yeah, because he did the same.
He did exactly the same. Yeah. Fleet wouldn't be here without him.
Yeah. So Cameron, Mission Bell Cameron, of course, he's worked for you and worked in the fleet and commercial fish side by side with you and such like that. What an amazing human he is.
Oh, he's a good kid. You know, it's one of those things that everybody has their own attributes. Everybody has. I've had some fantastic fishermen, rod and reelers, with great eyes. I've had great engineers that could take apart and fix anything. And so everyone has their standout things. And Cameron's was his ability to pay attention and learn and watch. And he has great communication skills, and you know, he picks up on things extremely well, and he uses his charming personality and his to find out how to do things and how things work and whether fish dope or whatever. It's that's his strong point, and he's probably the best that I've seen at it.
Yeah, he's good. And he's, I love that. And since he's jumped aboard the Mission Bell, it's been a tough spring for him and early summer, but he's making the best of it.
It's been a tough start for the guys at the islands. You know, it's, you know, last year everyone talks about the fantastic yellowtail fishing. It's kind of got spoiled.
Yeah.
And no kind of about it. That's exactly what it is.
Because it was so good last year.
Yeah, it was so good.
What's going on at the islands? Just not the right conditions?
The water's cooler, I would say, this year. Yeah. Just. It's going to happen. It'll happen. That fish will move in.
It bums me out a little bit seeing it because the fishing at the Coronal Islands is so much fun right now. It's just not 100 yellowtail to go with it. But, I mean, you look at when the San Diego is at the islands or the Liberties at the islands or Cameron's there, it's, you know, it's a limit of whitefish, really good calico bass fishing, handful of barracuda, and two yellowtail. I mean, that's a full day of catching fish, full sacks, good harvest to bring home, lots of fun. There just doesn't happen to also be 50 yellowtail to go with it. And then it's this full struggle to get enough people to go the next day. And it just bums me out a little because, like, I know how fun that day of fishing is. But you're right. I mean, we all, myself included, we're all spoiled.
That 2 week period where they had live squid and they would go down there, it's probably some of the best fishing. You know, anchoring up on some 10-fathom rock and our lady with the wren rod. You know, the guys are pinning the squid. It gets 20 feet out of sight, and she's putting it in gear, winding in a 3 or 4 pound whitefish or a 3 pound calico bass. Totally. It's just the ultimate in fishing.
Totally. Totally it is.
You know, it's we lose perspective quite a bit, but that's the roots of it.
The problem is you guys have gotten so damn good at having 100 fish yellowtail days and limits of bluefin that it feels like it's part of it. And I'm with you. I mean, that day at the Coronado Islands and the sunshine in your butt, like, that's it. Like, it gets no better than that.
Oh, yeah. And then you're 12 miles from home.
Yeah.
That's even better, right?
That's not bad. Anyway.
Yeah. Totally. That's not bad. You have a good one?
I thought so, yeah. Hey, guys, I got a big question for Brian, and it's about nighttime bluefin fishing. We've seen a lot of ups and downs this season with weather and wind, and I was wondering if you could talk about how weather affects the bite when it comes to daytime or nighttime. Is it just a comfort thing, or do those fish not like to bite in different conditions?
It's just tough to put it all together. You know, when it's windy, you know, the boat's drifting fast. It's noisy. Mm-hmm. The boat's going upwind. Those fish sense it. You know, there's a lot of times daytime bluefin fishing where, you know, you'll see them breezing and pushing up top, and you have your sonar set at 5 degrees and you see them up high, but by the time you run over them, they're diving down 40, 50, 60 fathoms. So it just makes it tougher. And when you talk about nighttime bluefin fishing, we look like, oh boy, it's going to be grease calm, no wind. Sometimes that's not a good thing either, because it's just, you've never seen tangles until you fish on a boat when there's no wind. So the ultimate would be 8 to 12 knots.
Little wind is good.
So everyone's on the same side of the boat.
Got it. Yeah, that's key. All right. Hey, this portion of the show is sponsored by Gamakatsu. If you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing bites. Their 720 heavy-duty assist hook is one for you for your nighttime fish jigging. And also bait fishing, nothing beats the Nautilus circle hook. They come in sizes as small as a number 4 all the way up to a 6.0. And for big fish, the Nautilus HG is tough enough but not oversized. See your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com.
Right on. I had a fun text I wanted to read real quick, and it just says, great show. And he said, Ricky, you told the truth about Kingfisher charters. Just got back. Limits of cohos, limits of everything every day. Great boats, great staff, great place. Thanks for the tips.
And I was stoked to hear that. That's cool. Yeah. And the cohos came in early this year.
Big time.
Yeah.
It was starting to sprinkle even on our trip in June. Wow. We didn't see any on our boat, but, you know, a couple of guys starting to sprinkle in. And, yeah, nice. How about limits of fishing already, you know, in the beginning of July? That's pretty awesome.
And then as of July 1st, you can keep a yellow eye.
Hey.
How about that, huh?
Man.
That's huge. Finally, right?
That's a fun one.
Yeah, you actually get to keep one instead of watching them float away dead, right? It's really cool. I have a great text here, and it's from Craig in Marina. I guess that's up in Northern California, I'm guessing. Good morning, guys. I'm enjoying your show with Captain Brian of the American Angler. Love fishing his boat. What a great operation. I'm lucky enough to fish 4 to 6 times a year down in San Diego, but next year I'm looking for quality, not quantity. If you had to book a 2 or 3 day trip, what time of year would you suggest? Loving your crew too.
Yeah, that's a tough one if you're looking for, because there's several times during the springtime where we were catching, you know, a lot of 100, 150, 180 pounders. So the whole quality thing, it's kind of tough question to answer.
Are you going to get more quality in the spring, summer, fall? You can't tell.
You can't
predict.
Yeah.
The other thing that goes back to the Coronado Island thing is talking about quality over quantity, like. We don't have non-quality bluefin these days. You know what I mean? Like, you hate to say it, but, like, we're in this spot where you're calling a 50 to 70 pounder not the quality size because it's not a 160. You know what I mean? We don't have to go back very far. The 70-pound bluefin was the cover of Western Outdoor News.
Trophy.
The biggest deal. Total trophy.
And
it still is for sure.
Still is.
But by the, you know, the measure of how successful things have gotten, we've just gotten to this crazy place where all of a sudden that's not the big one anymore. Well, I had another fun text that I wanted to read. It says, good morning, guys. Brian, with all the years on the water, do you have a personal bucket list fish or destination that most excites you in our waters? I'm super curious. That's from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
I miss fishing the Revillas, which we probably won't, you know, it's obviously they've been off limits for a long time. Those Revillas were
special.
I'm glad I lived during that time frame. It was a special time and a special place. And, you know, the pioneers, Bill Poole and Frank, and opening that whole fishery up and getting to be a part of that as a young man, that was by far the most exotic, the best, and
just before,
adventurous.
Just before we had, Dallas and I got lucky enough to have our boys, long-range fishing was my single most favorite thing to get to do, and that's the one thing that I'm so, whatever you call it, jealous of, bummed of, to get to do it so much, but not in the era where all things were on the table. And I would love to have been in that era where you fished one island or a different one, or, hey, this guy was at San Benedicto and he had great fishing and we're going to make a move, or we were at this island and the conditions weren't great, so we made a one-day move to that island, and, man, that would be something I'd really like to get to see. And I know what you're saying. I hope that one day it's a thing that we get to see again.
God, if we have the tackle that we do now,
I'll bet.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Tommy P is on the line. What do you want, Tommy?
Morning, guys. First off, Pete, I got to thank you and Ricky for letting me host or the privilege of hosting a great group of guys on the first of two trips down to Cedros Island, where I think is some of the best calico and yellowtail fishing in anywhere ever. Wayne pretty much touched on the highlights of the species, but the big halibut was 39 pounds. There was a yellowtail. The big yellowtail was 41 pounds. And all the other species of fish that were caught. We got into a bite from St. Augustine up to Punta Colorado in the boiler rocks, in the kelp. That was absolutely insane. Wayne, Bucky, and I were on them. Just incredible. The bait for me, and many thanks to Corey for his 8-inch viejos on a 1-ounce weedless lead head, was deadly. I mean, the big one, Pete, it was nuts. It was sick. They were, I mean, all four of us, including the Punga Dara captain, was throwing right into the foam, and then they started the kelp that was beside the boiling or the rocks. They just started boiling. I mean, it was sick. And I mean, I was like a kid in a candy factory, but, I mean, and I was lucky to get a 717. So,
wow,
I mean,
nice
just,
fish.
Yeah.
Honey, congratulations.
I mean, and thank you. And the fish that we were catching on that hour and a half spree there was like 3 to 5 pounds. These were no small fish. I mean, it was crazy.
That's
but
awesome.
Many, many, many thanks. And also, I got to throw out a shout to the crew and the staff down there at Federal Sport Fishing. Oscar, that runs the front of the house, fabulous job. Flo in the kitchen, the last day, of course, the ribeye steak with a nice piece of lobster, absolutely incredible. And then Edwin, superstar at the fish cutter there, you know, where they process your fish, they cut it, they freeze it, they pack it up for you, you know, ready to come home with you, was just fabulous. But just what a trip. And every single year when I get the privilege of doing that, I say the same thing. And it's true. It's just such a fun time.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's the highlight.
And then the flight down, the way Rosie and her crew put that all together, it's just a seamless deal. But glad you're such a host with the most, Tommy, and glad your trip was so great. We have another Let's Talk Cookup trip going to be hosted by Bill Varney coming in the beginning of August. But I might mention, speaking of calicos, if you love calico bass fishing, and this was Ricky's suggestion, at the end of this month, last Saturday of the month, I think it's the 28th of July, Rick and Corey are going to host the one and only sports barber here in the studio, Alex Lanzaparis, who is the calico master, man. And so it's going to be Corey, Rick, and Alex for a Saturday show. And that was your suggestion. I texted Alex. I said, you want to do it? He goes, yeah, let's do it.
Uncle Al is a fantastic local bass fisherman that knows every stone and Dana Point, and a guy that has no affiliations. He's just going to tell it like it is.
Super
and a great calico bass guy.
So you'll want to tune into that
now.
Show, Tommy P.
Thanks again, guys.
Right.
Have a great show.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservation today. When we come back, we got more of these great texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Brian from the American Angler on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, you just heard Tommy and Wayne talking about a trip to Cedros. If you're going calico bass fishing, you got to have Tranks in your quiver.
That Tranks reel is amazing for whatever you're doing. You know, for fishing on the dock or the lake with a Tranks, you know, a Tranks 200.
150.
Yeah, all the way up to catching a 100-plus pound bluefin on a foam or the Tranks 500. It's so rare that a line of reels covers anything you want to do. If you're casting a lure, there is no more user-friendly reel than that Tranks.
Yeah, and they come in variety of sizes. You can fish a 400, 500, or like the 300, 200, 150. They're all applicable for different scenarios. So check it out, the Tranks reel at your local Shimano dealer.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast, so check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time here this morning talking fishing with Captain Brian Kiyohara. What a great show this has been, man. How much fun.
Yeah, super fun. You talk about fun. Place to go is the East Cape, Los Bariles. So we got our good buddy, Captain Chris Moyer from Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina with the Baja Report. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Pedro, Rick, Captain Brian, buenos dias. How we doing today, guys?
Excelente, amigo. What's going on down there?
Oh, man, we had a rough week here, guys. We had a rough week. We've been having such a good time down here, but we had that spinner out there that was kind of messing with the weather and heading right towards us, but veered off at the last minute and petered out. But, you know, we lost a couple days where the port was closed. And then we had some other guys that just didn't want to go out there, and it wasn't, the seas were too high. So it was kind of a rough week. But I'll tell you, again, just like you got to find the silver lining, guys, So this, just like last week, man, if you want to go inshore right there at Punta Arena between Punta Arena and Cabo Pulmo there, the little bay, and catch the big old 40, 50, 60-pound rooster fish, there was plenty of that to be had. And then, again, still plenty of marlin biting out there, some tuna, but again, we couldn't get to them hardly this week due to the weather, but there are some coming in. It looks like we're clearing up now. It looks like a beautiful day. The winds died down and it looks like we're going to try to get back in the swing of things.
Yeah. So, every week is different in the ocean, right? And all depends on weather and what's going on, right?
It's true, yeah. And, it's a little bit early for us to be having to deal with tropical storms and
yeah, it is. What's that all about?
Yeah, it is what it, yeah, it's
have you been? Have you been good? Like, have you been a good boy and the tropical storms are not staying away or what?
I don't know. There's plenty of tropical storm activity at Smokies at night, but I hope I don't have anything to do with it.
It's a downright Chabasco there at night,
Yeah, I've been doing my best to stay out of the briar patch, guys. So anyhow, but anyway, that's about it. But like I said, we're looking to get back in the fishing. Like, it hasn't just been wide open like it has, but there's still a lot to do and there's still plenty of fish to be caught. You just got to change the game plan sometimes. But like I said, it looks like we're going to be getting back into some tuna fishing and hopefully see that Dorado bite. That Dorado bite's got to pick up big time in the next couple weeks.
For sure, for the Dorado shootout that you're going to win.
I hope so, man. We're going to go give it a run.
Aboard Vaquera, of course. Vaquera, the best boat in the East Cape. You want to great, fantastic six-pack, 35 Cabo, Sea Keeper, the whole deal, Vaquera. And, of course, best place to eat and have cocktails and watch the sports, Smokies.
Pete, you missed it. Last week they were having an unbelievable promotion. It was free free Cerveza Mañana.
Yeah,
you just missed really? It. Hopefully that's
Let me tell you something. Oh, God, it's been a huge success. Only problem is we've got quite a bit of overzealous clients that keep showing up a day early for that.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. It's not today. Yeah, it's tomorrow.
I'm like, well, you guys are here. You might as well have a cold pop. But, again, you're going to come back mañana. It's free beer mañana. So just other than that, it's been a huge success.
Well, great. Well, how do we get a hold of you? We want to book Vaquera, come to Smokies, or get some of that great fish processing you have there.
Get a hold of me at BajaSmokeDog2Gs@gmail.com, 858-231-1358, VaqueraSportFishing.com. That's VaqueraSportFishing.com. And it's only going to be better from here, guys. We're going to have a good week here coming up. So we'll hope to see you guys. A lot of boats fishing today. The guys have been itching. Vaquera's out. So we're looking forward to a good day on the docks.
All right. Very good, Chris. Good job, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
All right. Appreciate that.
That's awesome.
He's always got the line.
He's fun, man. Yeah. I like Chris an awful lot. Awesome big guy. Big energy and a lot of fun. That's cool. And Smokey's such a great spot down there, too. That's fun. Hey, I had a great text come through. It said, first off, man, we are so grateful to have caught Limits of Bluefin on the Tribute on Tuesday and Wednesday night. What an awesome trip. My question for Captain Brian is, I'm hearing the little bits about yellowfin coming into our zone. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about it. How far south are they? What's the average size? And what can an angler do to get in on good yellowfin tuna fishing? That's from Cliff in Blossom Valley.
So, Cliff, they're just starting to show up. And the ones that I see and from the other captains, we have not caught one yet. But it's basically in the same grounds where you were with Ian on the Tribute. And they're just sprinkled in. They're nice 40 to 60-pound fish. And as far as trying to catch one of those versus a bluefin, that's... If you're catching one or the other, you're doing the right thing. There's just no way to target a yellowfin per se when it's mixed. And as far as if there's more coming, I wish I could answer that. But like I said, the more years that I've done this, the less we know. The old adage, oh, they're coming up the line. There's been a lot of times where they come from the southwest and the west too. So.
That's cool. That's I
hope they come.
I do, man. That's what I really hope. That fishing looked like so much fun that you guys had with all. I just hope that happens. That's such a fun fish. It's fun. They bite the troll and they bite the lures and they bite the bait and they pull hard and they taste good. That's a crowd pleaser.
It is.
Yeah. I have another great text here from Andrew in Monterey. A lot of listeners in Northern California these days.
That's
it's
cool.
Really cool to see. You have a lot of passengers, too.
Yes.
From Northern California. He says, I would like to splice a short piece of hollow braid to the solid braid on my reel so I can insert a monofilament top shot. I've tied knots before, but sometimes the knot won't catch on and cause a backlash. Do you recommend splicing, and how would you splice braided lines?
I mean, that's one of those things that you have to weigh the pros and cons to each. It is very much doable. You can do it just like this, the same style of connection that you insert, a piece of monofilament into the hollow spectra. The solid spectra does work the same way, where you're taking the line in and you can either, if it's, a little skinny, you can double a piece of your spectra and pull it into the hollow and serve it the same way that you would serve a piece of mono. But again, with that, as always, you're just introducing more connections and more potential issue to happen. To keep it more foolproof, you just tie a very appropriate mono to solid spectra connection knot. But as he perfectly stated, the downside to that is you have the knot to deal with. So neither of them are right or wrong. There's not a blanket saying like, oh, you don't do it for this, for that reason. You just have to weigh those two pros and cons. It gives you a very nice, diameter smooth connection, but you're just introducing another opportunity for that line to sneak itself out.
And if you would, I would just pull a little bit extra in there. Just treat it the same way we treat like a knot when you're tying it in fluorocarbon. It's a little bit slick, so I do a few more wraps. When we're pushing mono inside of a piece of hollow fluoro, we tend to go up, you know, 2 or 3 feet. You know, maybe just go a little bit extra. Maybe go 4 or 5 feet with your Spectra if you're pulling it into the hollow. And then cinch it down with the same style of serve that you would when you're making a wind on or something like that.
Yeah. I have a question for Captain Brian. So I'm going on a 2-day trip with you in a couple days. What do I bring?
30 to 100 pound.
Everything in there.
Yeah, 30, 50, 60, 100 pound.
All right. And what about jigs? What kind of jigs am I fishing?
Daytime, those little Colt Snipers all the way to...
what size Colt Sniper?
Those 100 grams.
Yeah, 100, 120.
And as far as nighttime, although you got to bring some 350s in case it's windy so you get down there.
I have maybe a tackle question when it comes to it, too. And you've got to see a lot of it. And it's increasing, it seems like, a lot more. The use of, you know, the jigging style rods, smaller rod, single speed, high torque reels. Are those for the guys that have learned and used that technique? Is that for everybody? Do you still prefer to, you know, see your guys at nighttime fishing, you know, with their traditional 100-pound rail rod? Like, you know, you've seen the best of both of them. What's your opinion on, like, the jigging outfit versus the two-speed rail rod outfit?
Our crew is 100% swapped over to the small jigging
really?
Outfit.
Okay.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And, Our cooks are fantastic fishermen. I mean, as
well when
as
you're talking about, you're talking about like the high power jigging reel.
Yeah, the small jig, the small, short jigging rods,
yeah.
And the high power jigging reels. The only downfall I see is if they're bigger than 120 pounds. You know, once you start getting into the 150s, 180s, and of course, you know, you start hooking cows on it. They're tough to land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're
it's
tough.
Different animal.
Yeah, they're tough to keep out from underneath the boat. That's why I think that a lot of our jigging charters, I wish that they had at least one rail rod in the mix too. Because if we do get in that bigger grade fish,
just when that fish shows up,
and we have everyone with short jigging rods, and we start hooking, it's a disaster.
So now you say why with that. Under 100-pound fishes, why is a jigging rod such a great deal?
They get bites.
They work so good,
too. They get bites. They get bites. And they're not hard to wind in either, you know, being that they're not a two-speed reel. It's amazing the torque that they have.
And you're not using the rod for leverage either. You're just pointing
a lot of
that
times
rod.
You're not, yeah. But it's...
It defies conventional thinking that a rod that doesn't look all that stiff and it's pretty skinny and it's kind of parabolic... And a single speed reel, but it's really torquey and it's got a big long handle. Like it just, you don't look at it and think that it's going to be a thing. And just over and over and over, 60 pound or 80 pounder guy hooks it and kind of winds it right to the boat.
Osea jigger, is that? Yeah.
Perfect one. Yeah, Osea jigger 4000, all of those style reels. High torque, lots of power, big long handle.
Powerful.
It probably has something to do with them being caught at nighttime. Like, I don't know, but man. Everybody that buys one kind of tends to do the same thing. I can't believe it. I can't believe how easy it was.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been this way. It was easier than it was with my rail rod, you know. Like.
But what if you hook a 150 pounder?
It's
trouble.
Yeah. Hand it off.
Yeah, you better hope Captain Ray standing next to you. Which you better hope.
Yeah.
I have a good one here from Mike and Rosemead. He says, seems that we talked about this already. Wind and rough seas go hand in hand with nighttime tuna fishing. Let's hope not. How many times do you see absolutely dead calm, flat conditions, and will they bite when the boat's not moving?
Yeah, they bite, but it's
a nightmare.
We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Because of tangles?
Yeah, you got people fishing 360 degrees all the way around the boat, and it's always.
How often do you see that, though?
It's fairly common. I mean, especially now that everyone has the Windy app on their phone and stuff, everyone could watch it daily.
That's funny. I like this text, and it just said, I got a great tip from you guys a few weeks back about not putting hooks on both the top and the bottom of my jig when night jigging. However, I did not listen, and my jig was rigged with a hook at the top and the bottom, And exactly what you mentioned happened. I hooked the fish in the mouth and then also foul hooked him in the side. My 60-pound fish took almost an hour and a half to land, and I was that guy on the boat. Don't fish with hooks on the top and the bottom. And that was from Tom.
They are not aerodynamically sound that way. Yeah.
So you want it either on the top or on the bottom.
Yes, yeah. Both.
And which way do you prefer?
Either.
It doesn't matter.
Either, yeah.
What do you prefer?
I think the same. I mean, we grew up in Southern California, and we all grew up fishing with 6X juniors and 7Xs, so to me it just looks right for the hooks hanging on the bottom. I know that it doesn't matter, and I know that it should be either the top or the bottom, but I grew up fishing a 7X, man, so for me I like to tie my line to the top, and I like my hooks hanging off of the bottom.
Hanging off of the bottom, okay.
Again, I don't want to keep saying it, and I don't want to sound like I'm the broken record trying to force people to buy tungsten like the tackle store guys, but that's the other thing that I like about those tungsten jigs is you can fish something at night that's just as heavy as a more traditional knife jig, but because it's the size of a Colt sniper, when they eat it, there is no question. The whole thing goes back, and a lot of times those things get hooked like all the way down in the gill rakers, and a lot of times when the hooks wind up down there, same thing. Those things just you wind them right in.
Yeah.
It never comes off. They don't shake. Like, I like it just because the bites tend to be, you get them all. You know, like when they flare their gill plates and move a 5 gallon bucket's worth of water, and that little tungsten jig gets in the back of the throat.
It's way back there.
Yeah.
You know, that fish processing. You have a Fisherman's Processing T-shirt on with the Padre logo and stuff like that. Such a cool. We get so spoiled with fish processing, and people like Fisherman's Processing and what they do.
It's the way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes such a different product.
It's the way to do it. I had a fish process, you know, when I got off the boat the other day for the ladies of the bank here on the corner.
You're so right.
And it's one of those things. It's like it's the way to do it.
Yeah,
it's easy to pass out.
And the
quality
of
share.
The finished product.
Oh, it's
night and day.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I'll give you an example. I didn't have time to fillet. We went rock fishing a few weeks ago. Didn't have time to fillet the fish on the way back. So I said, okay, I'll just give them the Fisherman's Processing in the morning. And the quality of that rockfish, and I've filleted a lot of fish, the quality that they produce in just a simple red is so much better than what you can do yourself because they're professionals.
They're professionals.
That's what they do
yeah.
every day.
I've got a bad habit of, you know, we go to the freezer and we're going to make a meal for the family, and you're like looking you look between a Fisherman's Processing, like you saying, vac-packed killer, your red filet mignon, all beautiful,
yeah.
versus me and Neil did it on the way home and it's in a Ziploc, and we took as good of care of it as you could take it. There still is no difference.
No.
Like us doing the best job we can is not the same level as professionals,
somebody
doing it the way professionals
can.
And you look at those two things in the freezer, what you're going to make for the van, there's no doubt on what you're grabbing. I mean, it's the best.
Two things to be very grateful here in San Diego. Well, three things. The San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet, Everingham Brothers Bait Company, and Fisherman's Processing. I mean, it's like all
here.
That combo, right? So amazing. And that kind of brings me into this text that received here from, let me bring it up here, from Jim D. in Morro Bay, and he says, I'm going on a three-day Alaska trip next week. They offer fish processing in ready-to-go checked-in boxes. This is the best option, or should I bring a 48-quart cooler with me? Any suggestions? We just answered that. Let the professionals do it, because I can tell you, when we go to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, nobody processes fish better than Kingfisher. Like, you just came back. The quality of the fish you brought back?
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, and they've just learned every trick along the trade, too. They have very high-end equipment. It's like Fisherman's Processing. So freezer makes a big deal. You know, your fish is brought down to below 0 degrees. So when it ships, I mean, you're shipping a rock block, you know, frozen fish. The other reason I wouldn't bring your cooler is you're paying for the weight of the cooler also, you know, and that's
versus those boxes, those insulated boxes are just fine.
Yeah, the insulated box weighs probably less than a pound, and your cooler probably weighs 5 pounds. Or if it's a Yeti, it might weigh 10 or 15 pounds. And that's just all taking away from that 50-pound weight that you're getting to bring home.
And you have a lot of passengers coming from out of state, and they can ship their fish, ship it right to them, right? You have a lot of them do that?
Ship them all over the country.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's really cool.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new Acosta sunglasses. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson and Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson and Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Hello. Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from 1.5 to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. Bri's going to do us the honor and flip our prize coin real quick. See who we got today. Today we have a texter winning. Congratulations, Dan, who's texting from Colorado.
Nice. Colorado. Brand new pair of Costas. Beautiful fantail Costas with the glass 580 lens, the best.
Yeah, congrats, Dan.
Everybody else, why do you go with the glass lens? Because you can wipe them with your T-shirt. Yeah, exactly. They don't scratch, right? That's the key. It's a fisherman's pair.
No doubt, man.
Right? That's what you want, for sure. Brian, such a great job. Oh, you, Lori, Ray, what, and your whole team there at the American Anglers, so fantastic.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
thanks, buddy.
Thank
this
you
is cool.
For filling in for Cameron, appreciate too, at the last time. Minute. And we appreciate you. And somebody wants to book a trip, if you see sold out, don't worry, right?
I would still contact Lori. Still email her, talk to her on the
email
phone.
Email or call her.
And she'll get you on that standby list.
Yeah.
Because it's...
She does work miracles.
Yeah, right? Man. Absolutely and, the best.
So what's the number? What's the website?
223-5414, 619 area code, and AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Yeah. And what do you have? You're going back on the boat here soon.
I go on the boat tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Matt Salas' 5-day.
A 5 day.
5 day.
Yeah. Oh, that should be a great trip.
Well, think there'll be some surface iron slingers on a Matt
Salas
5 day trip.
Oh, yeah,
I can't wait to hear about
that. That should be fun.
Cool yellowtail fishing down the beach somewhere.
Oh,
somewhere, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, that's going to be. And probably some bluefin on the boat.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah. And hopefully good weather for you. And we're headed into the prime season here. So if you can get on a boat, jump on it, because we're July, August, September. This
summertime.
This is the time.
This is fun, man.
This is when you want to be there, for sure. Hey, want to thank you all for everything. Thanks for Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, of course, thanks to Jeff for doing what he does in The Fan. We'll be back tomorrow morning on The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3. And of course, the Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan. Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9. We'll see you then, right back here.